But no, my point is that, you know, all these things that people were anticipating what he was going to say, it was the stupidest fucking thing in the world. He has these NFT trading cards. Now, I know, Adam, I know that our audience has a mixture of technological information. You know what I'm saying? There are some of our listeners who are very tech savvy. There are some of our listeners, not to mention any names, Big Fatty, who are not, that was bad English.
You can explain what they are if you'd like, but I do have I also have a question, but maybe we should tell people what they are first.
I think in order to do that, Adam, we have to do this.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it.
The Mix Minus Technology segment brought to you by...
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty, who is not the stupidest fucking thing in the world.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3887 of the BFO for Thursday, the 29th of December, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, can you tell I'm feeling better? Big Betty, yes, because I'm back today. Yes, Big Betty. Hello, feeling betterers. Big Betty, you're still just falling all over your words. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, many thanks to those of you who sent Big Fatty a little get well soon, either a little textimonium, Twitty, or whatever, but or posting something over there at the www, and y'all have felt great, and I'm happy to report that I've been saying I'm back to about 95%, but y'all, I think that last 5% is me just being overly cautious. I don't want to outdo myself and take a Big Fatty. You don't want to have to go to the toilet and decide whether to bend over it or sit on it. Well, or yes.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
I did fuck it up. I mentioned on the Wednesday little show that it was Tastes Like Burning James's celebration of exiting the birth canal, wasn't? And y'all, I'm going to write it off. I'm going to play the infirmed card. Oh, Big Fatty, you're infirmed every day. Had nothing to do with you being sick. Well, y'all, it was Tastes Like Burning Tim's celebration of exiting the birth canal. But since I'm actually recording this on hump day, I'm actually still technically... by mentioning it today, and Tim, please forgive Big Fatty. He's Big Fatty. You're just old. It's true, and I can't read because it's right there. It's right there on the mark and calendar. TLB Tim, and that's Big Fatty. Just admit you fucked it up, and wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, if you see Tim on the Twitty or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of... Oh, Big Fatty, he didn't like cake, so maybe he'll get a big old chocolate brownie a la mode. Now, a la mode, not commode. A la mode. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday.
Now, y'all, this is the last time time you're going to hear this Crema weekend recap music until next year. y'all, I'm going to go back to Crema Day because that's where I remember that I was. And we went over to our friend's house for Crema dinner. And one of the folks that was at the dinner... she had had a stomach virus, but she felt like she was over it, but she was still being careful, and she wasn't eating much, and she wore her mask and everything, and, none of us felt uncomfortable or anything, but, y'all, I sat right beside her during dinner and everything, and, y'all, I think that may be where I picked up the stomach bug, but now I'm not going to tell her that, because, y'all, there ain't no reason to make somebody else feel badly. Anyway, y'all, it is behind us. Big Fatty, it was behind you also on two. But anyway, so, y'all, that was the end of my... theory there of Big Fatty. I think there's another theory also. Oh, really? Whatever could you mean? Cue the bumper.
Mystery Day. Are you ready for your mystery day? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery day.
Will you be ready for swimming? A dance. When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Yes! Okay. Okay, gentlemen caller, y'all, I'll come clean, Big Fatty. Y'all, my 31-year-old or 32, I don't remember how old he is, gentleman caller, I got home and he goes, hey, Big Fatty, can I come over and sit on Santa's lap? Sit on Santa's a special chat. Well, anyway, y'all, he came over, and y'all, it was absolutely magnificent. This was almost as good as Valentine sex. y'all, it was crema sex, and y'all, it was we both got our stocking stuff, Big Fatty, and y'all, after it was all over. He says, "Oh, I'm so glad I'm feeling better. I've had this stomach virus." And y'all, we've done been making out and licking on things and humpity bumpitying, and y'all, that's where I got the stomach virus. I didn't get it from the lady at supper. I mean, I guess I could have, but y'all, it was from a gentleman caller, but. Anyway, y'all, it really was worth it, because, I mean, as bad as it was, it was really good. Yes, Big Fatty, now you've come clean. Anyway, y'all, on Monday, everything was fine. Y'all, I have friends in town. It's the two guys that I was the master of ceremonies at their wedding. At their wedding reception back in the spring, they were in town, and the one that I've known the longest, he was taking his husband to the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto, and so he stopped by, and he was going to Savannah to go see his brother. he didn't need to leave until about 2 p.m. in the afternoon. So, y'all, we went out, and we got a nice nipple walk in and just visited for a while. Yeah, it was just lovely. Y'all, he had been impacted. So the nipple walk, by the time we finished the nipple walk, y'all, he was about to clog up the toilet. Be ready? So y'all, the plumbing here in the villa has had a week. And y'all, speaking of that, before we went to go on the nipple walk, y'all, I put a load of clothes into the washer. The hoses going into the washer were frozen. And so I got out the hair drying. Y'all, they're against an outer wall, but they're inside the house. And so I got out the hair dryer and cranked the heat up and closed the door to the little laundry room so it would get nice and toasty in there. But anyway, we went for the walk and came back, and I pulled the hair dryer out again, and finally it started working. So all is well with the plumbing here at Fat Acres. And anyway, he left town, and let's see. I think that pretty much has been my weekend, because you know I was just sick yesterday. Just sick as a dog, but y'all, that pretty much has been my Crepa weekend recap. Yes, Big Winnie! I mentioned on yesterday's little show that I'd gotten a package and a can, so we're just going to open those up right now. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, the package, it says, Merry Crema Big Fatty from your number 27,391st fan. Hope your new year is absolutely lovely. Tell Poodle and the Squeakies hello, Phoenix Dave. Well, Phoenix Dave, thank you so much for that. That's just lovely. And y'all, the package is from Sneeze Candies Big Betty. Well, let's open it. Well, let's do that. Let's just... Big Fang, the skull must be working for C's Candies. Well, maybe. Y'all, let's just see what we got here. Y'all, it is a box. It is a box of... Oh! It is a box of the C's Candies bridge mix. Y'all, I've never had this, but I know that the old gal likes the bridge mix. Thank you so much, Phoenix Dave. I don't have an address for you to send you a can. Anyway, y'all, I'm gonna try to open this up. I know Steve the Tater. Y'all, by the way, did you see that Steve the Tater? His house almost got. I don't know what happened, but he had to leave and go to a motel overnight because there was a tree that was going to fall on his house or something. Y'all, I'm a little confused. You know, I was a little loopy. Okay, I can't open this right now. I'll do it later. y'all, and then I've got a card here from Miss Beaver. And Miss Beaver, let's just see what we got here. We're just going to open it up here real quick. And it says... I hate Christmas, but I love you, and you get this can. Dear Big Freddy, happy Crema, and thank you for another year of friendship, love, and madness. We love you, the Beaver family. Well, Miss Beaver, thank you so much for that. That's just lovely. And now, y'all, I'm just going to play you one of my favorite New Year's songs to get us kind of in that mood.
don't look so sad. It's not so bad, you know. It's just another night. That's all it is. It's not the first. It's not the worst, you know. We've come through all the rest. We'll get through this. We've made mistakes, but we've made good friends too. Remember all the nights we spent with them and all our plans. Who says they can't come true? Tonight's another chance to start again. It's just another New Year's Eve, another night like all the rest. It's just another New Year's Eve. Let's make it the best. It's just another New Year's Eve. It's just another old lang syne. But when we're through this new year, you'll see we'll be just fine. Just wait and see, and we'll grow. But think how wise we'll grow. There's more, you know. It's only New Year's Eve. It's just another New Year's Eve, another night like all the rest. It's just another New Year's Eve. Let's make it the best. It's just another New Year's Eve. It's just another old lang syne. But when we're through this new year, you'll see we'll be just.
Now, some folks may... Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, some folks might think that's a little melancholy, but it's not. It's just another New Year's Eve, one like all the rest. And, y'all, there's no reason to be sad. Let's just be thankful for the things we each have in our lives. So, and I'm happy to have you in my life. Big Fatty, they'll be more they're happy that you finally got over your stomach virus. Y'all, by the way, I have a theory. I have a theory. If it wasn't the gentleman caller that gave me the stomach virus, it was Miss Patty Bacon. You know, I've been worried sick. Worried sick, I tell ya. And Patty Bacon, worried sick. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard that Daniel Biba. And Daniel, what did you think of Big Fatty?
Big Fatty, who is not the stupidest fucking thing in the world.
Oh, well, that is such a kind remark here at the end of the year.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.